7:30 local time, Tuesday, April 3rd. Fort Meade, Maryland. Before him, in sharp focus, was the major event Admiral Borden had mentioned. Jimmy could see civilian cars parked in the dockyard with the joint Sino-Iranian fleet lit up brightly in the gathering darkness for the public to see. He guessed he would receive new pictures intermittently throughout the day, showing more or less what was happening in Iran's Navy headquarters. Still allowing the issue of the Russian mines to burn away at the back of his brain, Lieutenant Ramshaw searched the decks of the Chinese frigates under a powerful glass to see if there was a sign of them. But there was none. Not so the destroyer. All 40 of the mines she carried could now be seen on her rails, though they had plainly been covered during her journey from China. A new set of pictures arrived mid-afternoon that actually caught the little fleet on the move. It was very dark in the Gulf now, and the photographs were not of the same quality, but this hardly mattered. What did matter was the sight of the 3 Chinese frigates, 1 destroyer and 2 Iranian corvettes, heading off on a mission in the middle of the night. For all he knew, they were off to attack Iraq or Oman or some other godforsaken place. And Jimmy Ramshaw hit the button to the director's office, from where he was given his usual short shrift. It was all very well Admiral Borden saying that it was best to forget the whole thing until something more definite emerged. But what if those crazy bastards were out there right now planting a minefield in the middle of the strait? What then? Lieutenant Ramshaw wandered off in search of a cup of coffee, reasoning to himself that if the satellite pass was made at 0800 over Bandar Abbas, which he knew for certain, then he might see some good pictures of the ships back in harbour.